Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 22nd and the whole week ahead. There is going to be a phenomenal amount of activity in the sign of Leo. And for you, this is going to be your sixth house of health and work matters. Now, the sun is going to move in there today. So this adds to Mercury already there. So you need to start thinking about matters of health or anything medical. And you need to start considering all areas creatively to do with work and employment. Here's your Sunday stars. The new moon is now in your sixth house. Want to know what the sixth house means? Because it's very important over the next few weeks. Then check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. With the new moon, which means a fresh start and new beginnings, this can mean anything from a new health regime to starting or considering a new job or form of employment. Whatever way you look at it, the next couple of weeks is a fresh start and new beginnings in both areas. And here's your Monday stars. The difficulty with Venus opposing Saturn is this kind of ice cold blast, even in the hottest and most humid of days. And that's the problem with this aspect. In many ways, it's an awakener and a reminder that the very ordinary things of life need to be dealt with, and you shouldn't in any way brush them under the carpet or stick your head in the sand. So that's why in areas of home, family, work or career, you really should face the facts. Is your Tuesday stars. This is nice. Mercury now leaves your sixth house and moves in to your seventh house of relationships. So, if you've got to put together appointments, especially if you're going to see your GP or go to a hospital, anything medical, or you need to go for interviews or sort out a work or employment situation, signing things especially contractually, then this is the day to do it. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury yesterday moved into your seventh house of relationships. I like Mercury because he, I've always said, is probably the most important planet when it comes to an affair, a partnership, relationship. Why? Because he communicates. And if two people can't communicate with each other, they don't have much to go on for the future when it comes to a well-rounded and founded relationship. So get things in the open. Talk to one another. Don't stay stum. And here's your Thursday stars. More sixth house activity. This is happening because of the emphasis on the sign of Leo. And the Sun conjunct Mars is certainly good if you're a Pisces who wants to get fit. This is ideal for a run or a walk. Join me on my sponsored run for Alzheimer's research. Yes, even I'm doing it. And that's what you should be considering now. How can you use your energies to do something good for you and for others? And here's your Friday stars. With the Moon and Jupiter, your ruler, in the sign of Libra, this can be quite nice for you if you fancy a bit of a sexy, passionate weekend, because that's what this means. It's very much filled with desire and all of those things that you quite enjoy. Of course, if you don't enjoy sex, then maybe you should get sexy about other things that thrill and enthrall you, whatever it might be. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.